Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I want to take you straight to the text for the day for your cup of encouragement. And we find it in the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, beginning in verse 22, but I want to skip all the way down to verses 35 and 36 to start. Here's what the text says. Whoever finds me finds life and wins approval from the Lord, but those who miss me have injured themselves. All who hate me love death. The story is once told of a young pianist who is making his professional debut in a famous concert hall in one of the capitals of Europe. And the fashionable audience were most responsive to his playing. They loved it. And at the end of the concert, they gave this dude a resounding standing ovation and did like we all do at a concert, call for an encore. And behind the screen on backstage, this young pianist refused to return to the platform. Even though the cries and pleas were, but they love you. I mean, the stage manager is like, dude, they love you. Get back out there. Here was the problem. They're all on their feet, man. And this young guy says, I know they are, but there's one man sitting in a seat and he isn't standing. Well, what's one man in a concert hall full of people? The manager asked. And quietly he responded, he's the master, my teacher. The approval that really mattered to this young guy was missing. You know, I can remember trying to ensure that I gained the approval of my dad, whether it was playing ball or whether it was preaching or whether it was leading, whatever it was, the desire for approval, the longing for belonging, a hunger for acceptance. Kids like me seek to please their mom and dad and are insecure if they sense disapproval. You know, students, middle school and high school students move from seeking to please parents to seeking peer approval. They have to be in the right crowd, dress the way they dress, listen to what they listen to, conform to their patterns of behavior, all in order that they can have their peers' approval. You know, men don't easily grow out of this longing for others' approval. Nobody likes to be thought of as a weird or an outcast. Nobody wants to be ignored or discounted. The tragedy is that sometimes the applause of the crowd drowns out the approval of the master. Wisdom says, happier those who listen to me, watching for me daily at my gates, waiting for me outside my home. For whoever finds me finds life and wins approval from the Lord. Straight from Proverbs chapter 8. Approval from the Lord is what matters, friend. No matter how many peers stand and applaud or how many bosses issue good reports, if the master isn't pleased, then everything's in vain. The whole world can stand, but if the Lord stays seated, all is lost. Well, it all comes down to this. Who do we wish to please? Whose approval do we crave? Let me ask those two again. It all comes down to this. Whom do we wish to please? And whose approval do we crave? And I want to encourage you, friend, seek the approval of the Lord if you're to experience the most wonderful blessing in the world, and that is His hand on your shoulder, guiding you, and His presence encouraging you and comforting you, and His strength propelling you, making sure, who do we wish to please and whose approval do we crave? Let that be in your life today, the Lord and only the Lord. Thanks for joining me on this weekday podcast. I really trust and hope that you will jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Meditation, and be a part of discovering peace, power, and direction in your daily life. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for The Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.